Well, our first full day of astronomical summer will be pretty hot today, but we're coming off a couple of days that really weren't too bad, right? I mean, the average high temperature is now up to 91. We only had 86 on Monday, the high temperature yesterday, and even 90 degrees. The nighttime lows have been dropping into the 60s. We have a number of inland spots this morning that are down into the 60s. So soak it up while you can, I guess, would be the moral of the story. We'll top out this afternoon between 90 and 95. Now, our humidity is still not all that bad today. The dew point temperature is not all that high, so the feel-like temperatures will be just about the same as the air temperature. So again, for this time of year, not all that bad. It's seasonably hot. Realize we have the hottest days of summer typically ahead of us over the next 6 to 8 weeks. So this is not all that rough, folks. Humidity starts to increase tonight, and you're really going to feel it tomorrow. It's going to be a hot day, no two ways about it. Partly sunny, the humidity's higher. So mid to upper 90s tomorrow for the air temperature, but feel-like temperatures will be 105 to 110 degrees. So a good 10 to 12 degrees hotter tomorrow than today when you talk about that feel-like temperature. So it really gets pretty oppressive tomorrow. Now, you need that humidity to trigger at least a little bit of much-needed rainfall. So we will have an isolated afternoon storm threat tomorrow, but boy, sure looks hit and miss. Best chance will be across Clay and St. John's coverage, but even county, but even there, the coverage looks to be less than a quarter of the area. So not much rain, but it's at least an upward trend. And then we start to see those afternoon storms kick in for Friday through the weekend. We may actually get 3 days in a row with some fairly decent coverage of showers and thunderstorms. Certainly 2 days, it would appear, Friday and Saturday. So an opportunity to get some more rain, hopefully more widespread and significant than last weekend. Of course, it's going to occur on your weekend. You're going to have to make some potentially some contingency plans for outdoor activities. But, boy, we need that water. There are some retention ponds in some areas that are way, way down. We just lose so much water this time of year. And with the added showers and storms, temperatures come down a tad. So Friday still reach the mid-90s before the storms fire up, and then over the weekend, highs will be in the upper 80s to low 90s, which is pretty close to where we ought to be this time of year, but certainly nothing way above average. So we're at least not looking at a bunch of days in a row with extreme heat, with a peak on Thursday, tomorrow, and then gradually improving thereafter. In the tropics, we don't have any areas of concern. In the Burris blog, also just posted at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com, a little more on the summer solstice. Lightning safety, this is Lightning Safety Awareness Week. And Yellowstone, the big flood from last week. It's in the Burris blog, WOKV.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burris from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.